It's good to be in the presence of the Lord. And for no further delay, we're going to pray.
Let's pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne, humbling ourselves to you. As we avail our hearts in your presence, feed us with your word. And we ask the Holy Spirit to take control of this place. And thank you, Lord, for the presence of each one of us. Holy Spirit, take control. As we want to hear from you, feed us the spiritual meal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Yeah. I was gonna skip this message actually that I'm gonna bring on today, and I tried to bring another message, but God all kept on telling me that you have to close this up. I had a different message to bring, but I said, okay, I have to obey the voice of God. So this the message that I preached last time, and that was like a first part of it, and I have to bring the rest of it to conclude the message. So I was going to skip it, but God kept telling me that you need to close this up, and we have to be obedient with the voice of God. Amen. Okay, so we're going to the book of Revelation, chapter 10, verse 7. Revelation 10, 7. I'm going to be reading a couple verses today just to make the message clear. So in this verse, in this chapter and verse, we're going to read, but in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced to his servant, the prophets. Amen. This message will connect actually with the message that I brought last time. It was the season and the time. So I'll bring a little bit summary so we can connect from the previous message and to today's message. Just a brief summary, because it's a lot. I hope I make it on time. I don't run out. Brief summary, last time we were in the book of Ecclesiastes, was a chapter 3, verse 1, and this we spoke about season and time, that everything, I'm just going to read it, better to read it, because I don't want to, okay, sorry about that. Okay, in the Ecclesiastes, it said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the earth. And from that, we spoke that how God created the world. I'm just making a short summary. How God created the world, and created the first human beings, Adam and Eve, and they went through, Adam and Eve, they had a time. So, a season, it said, last time we spoke, a season is a specific period of time or a certain period, marked climatic condition. And a time, it can refer to the instant or a duration of time during which something occurs. Or in other ways, we can say that the time of the world has its starting point and the continuous, and it ends particularly on its expiration period, then it kicks off continuing accomplishing each stage of the time according to the agenda of the Creator Almighty. So God has, when he created the world, he created the time. A season, we say a season is something, is a cycle. It changed, like last time when we spoke about this, we were in the summer and today we are in the winter. So we got snow. That's a cycle, that thing goes. But the time God has created, the time keep on going, and every people, every generation, they have their own time, and they die, then they come another generation, and the prophets and the prophecies. That's the prophet gives. We get to the point, those prophecies, they will be accomplished, and we people will die, then on and on and on until to the end of the time. So the season and the time, that was the last message, and today's message is the end of the time. Amen. Today's message is the end of the time. So prophets prophesies, and the time went by until the birth of Jesus, his mission, his crucifixion, his resurrection, and also on his mission, he released some prophecies which we are living now. And it looks like in the course of life in the world, there is always prophecies that we are waiting to come to pass. Amen. So all this time, and we got, the last time we got to the message, we got to the point of, we ended up at the point of rapture. So the Apostle John in the Isle of Patmos, he had a vision, the Spirit of God talking to him, himself God, showing him things that have to happen in the future. Those are the prophecies that we are waiting for. And we ended up the time that the rapture happened, and those who are in the spirit, those who walk in the spirit, they were captured by the rapture, and the dead, those who died with Christ, it was first to rise and meet with the Lord on the sky. Then the living ones, they were captured by the rapture and they met with the Lord in the sky. Amen. So that's what we had last time. But after the rapture comes the time that Antichrist, so this is the beginning of a new story now. After the rapture, the Antichrist took over the world because the saints, they're gone. But before that, I would like to, clarify something, but let's continue. So the rapture, Christ went with the church to the heaven. That's the first time the church will experience the heaven. And the church will be with the Christ in heaven for 7 years. And the Antichrist also will reign on earth for 7 years. The first 3 years and a half, the Antichrist will convince people to believe in him. That's a tribulation. Then the second 3 years and a half, that's the great tribulation. That's when the beast will manifest, and those who did not make it in a rapture, they will be tormented to get the mark of the devil. Amen. This message is very important for us because these are the prophecies that we are waiting to be accomplished. And after the 7 years, the Lord will return with the church back on earth. Amen. It's very important to hear this message. Okay. I want to clarify something. So, when the Lord took the dead in Christ, because actually right now when we die, we go to a place that called torment. It's a hell, but it's not the lake of fire. Because the lake of fire for the final judgment is a different place. And the hell is the place that all dead without Christ, they will be placed in that place. It's a place of torment. They will be tormented day and night. And a place, and the dead in Christ, that in the bosom of Abraham, it's a place of peace. They will be there in peace until Christ comes back. I just wanted to clarify this. Because sometimes many people think when we die, we go to heaven. No, we don't go to heaven. There's a place that God has prepared for us, and we go there as a believer in Christ, and a place full of peace. And we'll be there peacefully until the Lord returns. And those who die without Christ, they'll be in a place of torment. A heat will torment them night and day. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the living in Christ will be in a place of peace. So, let's jump up to the tribulation. That's where I'll stop it. The tribulation, the Antichrist will torment people to get the mark of the devil. And in that period of time, the beast will reign. The beast will reign on earth. That will get the mark of the devil and the worship of the beast. If you don't worship the beast, you will be tormented until you get the mark. But many will prefer to die, not to get the mark of the devil. That they will die on their own sacrifice, not with the blood of Christ, because the blood of Christ cannot save you on that time. Amen? That's why we need to walk in a holiness so we won't escape that day of the rapture. I remember one day, I was just going to bring up a vision that I had a long time ago. I was caught in a vision. It was like in the middle of the day. God showed me a vision that the rapture was taking place. Amen. I thank God because God, he shows me many, many, many things, dreams and vision. And the people was going up, captured by the Spirit of God. But the funny thing, I found myself on earth and everybody else left. I was like, God, what's happening with me? Why did you leave me? I should have gone with you too. Because I'm a believer. I'm your son. How come I didn't make it? I heard the voice of God say that I left you behind so you can see the regret of those who are not going to make it. And the dream took me in a scene where was a people regretting that they were Christians, that they was going to the church. They did all they could, but in the spirit they was not connected with the God. The vision took me in three different places. I saw people regretting. And then I heard the voice of God said, now you saw the regret of people. It's time for you, for me to take you. And I was captured. And another vision that I heard, I was singing, this was like a couple months ago. I was just singing with the joy, praising God, giving glory to God. And then suddenly the Spirit of God took me, it lifted me up. I was just going up like this with a great speed. And I was singing glory to God. And when I was going straight, then I got to the point I was going like this. That speed is even more than airplane. It was so fast. It was taking me with the highest speed. And I got to the point, the direction where I was going, I saw there was a sun. And I was going to the direction of the sun. And I said, God, you are taking me to the direction of the sun. The sun is going to burn me up. But while I was getting close to the sun, I couldn't feel the heat of the sun. But I was going close to the sun. And then the Lord took me to the other side, to the left side of the sun. Then I passed the sun. And when I passed the sun, I got to the point God showed me the heaven. Amen. And it was on my right side. So when I got to that place, the speed decreased. The speed decreased. And I fell in love with that beauty. It's a such of beauty that you cannot imagine. And I was, oh my God, it's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. I wanted to get in that place and stay there. But the Spirit said, no, this is the mission that Jesus has promised to the church. Amen. I got to that place and God took me further. When he took me further and I saw hell. Amen. God worked on his people. Amen. I saw the hell. And it's a horrible place that you can even imagine. Even someone that you hate, you're not gonna wish him to be in that place. Hallelujah. Even if it's the person that you most you hate in your life, you don't like that person, but you're not gonna wish him to be in that place. When I got up from that vision, I was shaking. Even my wife, she asked me, what's going on? I said, I saw heaven and hell. And she said, why are you so, all the time you see so many things. I was shaking because of my body, because that feeling of the image of that place, it's horrible, my brothers and sisters. It's horrible. It's not the place to be. Amen. It's not a place to be. So let's go to the tribulation. While in the time of tribulation, well, the beast was given the mark to those who couldn't make it. Hallelujah. There was two people. We're going to go to the scripture and read it. And those are Abraham and Elijah. They were so powerful, but they ended up by dying. The beast overcame them. But after the beast overcame them, the Lord, after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of God came back in them. They stood up. So God allowed the beast to overcome them.
And at the same time, he put back his spirit to embarrass the beast, to show that God is almighty and he is powerful. Amen.
I'm going to read that verse real quick on Revelation. I said we're going to read some couple verses here. Revelation 11:3. I'm going to read it real quick. So we're going to need a couple of verses so we can. And I will give power unto my two witnesses. Those are the witnesses of God. So we're talking about the end of time. I'm going to give a power to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,000 and 300 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And in many will hurt them, fire proceed out of their mouth and devoured their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in his manner be killed. Amen. These have power to shatter the heaven. So these people, the Bible is saying these have a power to shatter the heaven that in the rain and not in the day, in the days of their prophecy. That means that's Elijah. Amen. And they have a power over waters to turn them to the blood and to smite the earth with all plagues and the often as they will. That Moses, that's the Bible is talking about Moses. So Elijah and Moses, they will come. They will be so powerful, but God will allow the beast to overcome. Let's continue reading. So we're going to read some a couple of scriptures just to confirm this message that we are going through. And when they shall have finished the testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And the dead body shall lie on the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindred and the tongues and the nation shall see the dead body 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer the dead body to be put in a grave. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gift one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them. So they were celebrating, because when there was a life on earth, those who was getting the mark of beast, they was being tormented by these two prophets. And when the beast overcame them, so they celebrated. They said, okay, those who tormented us, they are now gone, and now we have to make a party, give gift to one another. But the God confused them. The spirit of God came back in them, and they came back to life. Hallelujah. Amen. That means our God is powerful. Our God is powerful. So in those 3 7 years, in the period of the 7 years, the church is in heaven with the Lord. So in this period of time, if you reject, deny to receive the mark of the devil, you'll be tormented. And those who not receive the mark of the devil, they had a victory when the Lord came back to earth with the church for the millennium reign. Amen? When the Lord was preparing with the church and his army to come back on earth, the beast and the Antichrist also, they was preparing the army to fight against the Lord. But it's impossible to fight with God. When the army of the Lord landing on earth, the Antichrist and the beast was taken and were cast to the lake of fire. Hallelujah. They are the first two that will go to the lake of fire. The Antichrist and the beast, the false prophets. The Bible says we're going to read. Just like I said, we're going to read some couple of scriptures. Revelation 14, Revelation 19, 1. Book of Revelation 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgment. For he had judged the great war which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again he said, Alleluia. And the smoke rose up. So the heaven was celebrating because the one who was deceiving the people was caught and cast to the lake of fire. Amen. The heaven rejoicing. The heaven stood up singing glory to God. He overcame the beast. Because the beast was a monster. Nobody could fight with the beast. At the same time, the dragon was caught and put in Bethlehem's pit, locked for 1,000 years. And the seal on top of it. Hallelujah. When I'm going through this message, and I feel the joy that was in heaven, the angel all singing glory, hallelujah, for the Lord has overcome the beast. Now the whole world will be in peace and for 1,000 years. Because the devil is locked up for 1,000 years. Just imagine. He broke up the story. Because I never heard someone to be locked up for 1,000 years. That's a lot. Hallelujah. And the Lord reigned with the church for 1,000 years on earth. So that means we will reign with the Christ for 1,000 years. But our bodies won't be the same. So we're going to have a glorified bodies. Amen? Yeah. We're going to buy glorified God because we will redeem it by the blood of Christ. And we went to heaven for 7 years and now we're back on earth. So we're going to have a glorified body, church. Hallelujah. It's a joy. I feel so happy. It's a joy seeing myself in the millennium reign of Christ, along with Christ. Hallelujah. Can you just imagine you being there with a glorified body? And the those who took the mark of the devil, they all were killed. They all were killed.
And the doors who resisted the mark of the devil, they reign with the Christ, not for 1,000 years. Amen? Because they still had this body that we have. Because they have to go through the death, so they have to die. Hallelujah. But the Lord reigned for 1,000 years. So everyone who lived in that time, he died the death that Lord has, according to Lord, that whatever time that God has placed on his life to live and die, it will be accomplished. But sometimes in this world, people die so early. We see children dying so early. You know, that's not the plan of God. That's a plan of the devil to destroy the world and destroy the humanity. But in that millennium time, there will be no death of any child. Everybody who was born will grow up until the time that the Lord has set for that person to die, and they will be dying. Hallelujah. While we, the church that went up with the Christ and came back after 7 years, we have a glorified body, so there's no more death to us. Hallelujah. Because we will redeem it with the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Many people get so scared when they hear about this, because this is the true, the only prophecies that we are waiting to come to pass as Christians. Hallelujah. So Jesus will be back and will be raptured. And after the rapture, this is that will happen to the world. And after coming back, this is that we will experience. Hallelujah. So this is knowing that we're going to have a glorious time with the Christ on earth, the millennium time. Hallelujah. I think you guys are sleeping, right? This is a great message. Hallelujah. Some people get scared of it. It's a great message. This is the prophecies that the church has been waiting for. This is the prophecy that we are waiting for as a church. Hallelujah. So we have to be rejoicing on these prophecies, because we're going to be part of these prophecies. Hallelujah. Because this is the end of the time. Hallelujah. From the beginning, just as I started, season and time, and we are going, God, to close it up. So this is the end of everything, from the creation of the heaven, from the creation of the earth. Everything will be stopped. Why? Because the world has seen it. Because the sin cannot continue. God will have to stop it. Hallelujah. Amen. So after the millennium, the Lamb of God and his wife, I'm going to read it pretty quick because we're running out of time. Genesis 19:7-8. And let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. Hallelujah. We are ready. We are ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in a fine linen, clean and white. It's just like a woman when she's about to get married. You can you feel? Because sometimes we are men, we don't know. Maybe a woman can express that type of joy when they're about to get married. And with that robe, white robe, but the Bible says the linen. In that time, we'll be going with the Lord, with the joy. Dun, 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 dun. The church, hallelujah, we'll never die anymore. We are along with our Lord, Christ behind, Christ in forward, and we are behind him, hallelujah. It's a time to rejoice. We are walking with the Lord, getting ready to land on this earth. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue. And he said unto me, write, this is the John, write and the day which are called unto marriage supper for the Lamb, and said unto him, these are the true saying of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The church, along with the Lord, and the final judgment now will take place. All those who died without Christ will raise for the judgment. Amen. But we were redeemed with the blood of Christ. And those who died also in the time of millennium will be raised. And even those who took the mark of the devil will be raised. All the dead will be raised for the final judgment. Hallelujah. And the final judgment will take place. The devil will be cast to the lake of fire and join the Antichrist and the beast, and those who died without Christ, with those who doesn't have the name written in the book of life, they will be judged and they'll be thrown to the lake of fire. The death and the hell. So the hell, the place all where the all who died with the Christ were tormented, that place also will be cast to the lake of fire. And the death, which is the cause of the sin that causes us to sin, that death will not exist anymore, also will be thrown to the lake of fire. And the new Jerusalem shall come from the heaven, and all the children of God will reign forever and ever. And we'll rejoice the song that was sang in the heaven. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory.